Now will you notice, and I shall begin reading now at chapter 8. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again unto the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. Now we have here a byplay that John gives that's quite interesting, and it gives a sidelight on our Lord during these last days yonder in Jerusalem. It says, the fact the last chapter closed with, "And every man went unto his own house." And by the way, that is part of this incident here and is excluded, as the entire incident here in the 8th chapter is excluded from some texts. Now, I believe that this not only belongs here, but it gives a wonderful sidelight into our Lord. Every man went unto his own house. Been wonderful to have invited Jesus into some home. Somebody says, "My, I tell you, they were cruel back there, but today we're more hospitable." Are we? I wonder how many homes that the Lord Jesus is in today. I wonder if maybe Santa Claus doesn't occupy the main place in many. And the giving of gifts one to another, which I think, frankly, is a lovely custom. And the Christmas tree, if you worship it, of course, it'd be wrong, but I don't think even the most pagan folk worship a Christmas tree. It's nice to have one. It comes out of paganism also. But may I say, these things are incidental. The important thing is Jesus welcome in your home today? Every man went to his own house in that day, and Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. That means he spent the night outside. And early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And that was the position of a teacher in that day, to sit down and speak. Now will you notice? "And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, 'Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act.'" And friends, I can't think of anything more crude and rude and brutal than what these religious rulers did. And friends, we've got a lot of Christians today, and I'm afraid some so-called fundamentalists that are just as crude, just as brutal, just as rude as these men were. Now, I want you to see the scene. Our Lord is sitting in the temple area, and he is teaching the people. Now we see quite a hullabaloo outside. It sounds like a rabble, and it is. Here come these religious rulers dragging this woman. She has disheveled hair, and she's defiant. You may be sure of that. And as they approach, why, the people naturally begin to turn and look, see what in the world is happening. And here they come, and they bring her right into the midst of where the Lord Jesus was teaching. They fling her right down on the ground there, and then they make this crude charge. "This woman is taken in adultery in the very act." I want to say to you, as guilty as she is, and she's as guilty as sin, my Lord called what she did sin. He said, "Go and sin no more." It's sin. But the thing is, you know, there are different ways of handling things like this. This is brutal. This is cruel. May I say to you, and my judgment, these men are just as sorry as she is. And I think you'll see that right here. "Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?" Now, you can't argue against that, because the very fact that back in the book Leviticus, which we've already studied, we saw that that was the law of Moses, and there's no way of toning it down. It says in Leviticus 20:10, "And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death." That's plain enough, isn't it? Now, will you notice this? "She should be stoned, but what sayest thou?" Now you see, they're putting him on the horns of a dilemma. Will he contradict Moses? Or will he now say something else? Will he offer some other explanation? This they said, now notice, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. In other words, they didn't do this because they wanted to stone this woman. They were not interested in stoning her. They were interested in stoning him, by the way. That was really the thing they were after, and our Lord knew that. Of course, he needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.